Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4 Blue Room Insight, broadcasting on all planes of reality.
What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Blue Room Insight. I am Daniel. Skipper! Skipper's here. How's everybody been? You know, today it's a hot, sticky day in southeast North Carolina.
Sticky.
It's hot as fuck.
I had a pretty good walk today.
It leaves people smelling like Vaseline.
Yesterday was hot. God.
Was it?
Yeah, it was bad.
What was yesterday? Monday?
The day before
it was
today.
Monday.
Yeah. I don't know. I was inside
the
all day.
The day after Sunday.
So. American dream. Smelling basil.
That's right. So, Skipper, how's your week been? You seem very tired. The rest of us are more energetic than usual. You seem tired. Darius looks like he took a shower before he came over.
I did.
You seem tired.
Well, what makes you say that?
Well,
as his hair droops now
because you're wet.
Sorry, raccoon today. That was fun.
I saw that.
On your story.
I seen that, and I
saw. I got to the Surf City Park. I was gonna go, you know, walk that. As I'm walking to like the trail entrance, he just kind of like walks from the tree line, hops up on the trash can, goes in, pops out,
grabs a sandwich.
He just grabbed a sandwich
out of the trash can.
You know what's up.
It was amazing.
He's got a hookup.
I saw it and I was like, is this in the wild or is this at a park? Like, and it's both. But I was more thinking like a zoo-ish mm-hmm. kind of thing. And Skipper's like, no, I just went to Surf City.
Can you imagine just walking up to a trash can and you see the door open?
First one I've seen
just
in Surf City.
Throwing up like outside the trash can.
Just a throwing up?
Yeah, it just starts fucking like emptying out
his
gut.
They don't vomit like that though. It's
I know,
like
but
cat.
That'd be weird.
I've seen raccoons at this dumpster over here.
Yeah, but like a human being, just throwing up like a human being.
Oh, I think if I saw a raccoon throw up like a human being, I'd probably just walk away. So, and I guess I would call some kind of like
animal control.
Like, hey, like this is what's going on.
I've got a vomiting raccoon.
Yeah, and it's vomiting like a human, not like a cat. It's not like,
it's like I don't know if this is rabies or
like
what.
It's like,
would it be more funny if it was just like a cat, like, like fucking.
I don't know. I don't know if it would be funny going up to a dumpster and a cat not being scared of me or running away just sitting there throwing up. I feel like I would want it. Like I would want to help it.
Really? No, don't touch that.
No, that's the thing is I couldn't touch it though because I don't know the fuck's wrong.
Yeah, like he stops and just stares at you when you go to like
stop and stare.
Yeah.
The rest of the song is like something something go anywhere or nowhere. Tacos.
They're going to hear, like, all of that.
That's okay.
It's fine. It'll be all right.
So, what's new with everybody else? Come on.
Skipper and I went and go see Blue Beetle the other night.
How was it?
It was fun. It was kind of cheesy, but it was fun.
I enjoyed it. George Lopez carried a lot of it, but it was good.
So, it was like Sharkboy and Lavagirl. George Lopez were
yeah, I was going to say. George Lopez is in it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
One of the, like, main characters. I didn't see The Flash.
You said better than Flash?
Is it better than Flash? The new one?
Yes.
Okay. Because it didn't do as well as The Flash.
Mm-mm.
Actually, it didn't do well at all.
The Flash didn't do good.
Let me rephrase that. It did good on the sense of, like, Oppenheimer and Barbie, they were they did outrageous numbers, right?
Yeah.
So, like, yes, Blue Beetle did fine.
Well, I think with The Flash, what drove a lot of people there was Michael Keaton. And a lot of people went there for a nostalgia effect, I guess. And then Blue Beetle's just the new. It was not really.
But it was good?
Yeah.
Because I heard a lot of negative things about it.
I mean, it was, like you said, it was cheesy, but I enjoyed it.
Okay. I mean, you know, that's fine. What day?
Sunday night.
Sunday night, huh?
Hey, he invited me.
Only day I had off. Sunday night. Sunday all day, head off.
How about that?
Do you want to go to the movies with me, huh? We're neighbors, Skipper. You had to drive past my truck to see that I was home.
I don't even remember. Because I left like 2 hours or so before.
We recorded on Sunday, so it wouldn't work out anyway.
Yeah, we did record on Sunday, so So he was here too. We all could have fucked the Blue Room boys could have gone see Blue Beetle. But no.
Yep, so it was good. It was a good episode. Just got to finish the opening.
Yeah, we're working on some of the stuff with it.
It was very free.
Yeah, it's a...
Like, I didn't feel like I had handcuffs on me during the episode.
Like, why would you feel like you have handcuffs now?
I was going to say, like, what do you mean? Anyways, it was a Conspiracy Corner. It's going to go out relatively soon. By the time you guys are listening to this episode, it will already be out. So,
yeah.
But, yeah. It's fun on the bun.
Very fun on the bun.
Yeah, I haven't really been doing too much new stuff. Have you guys been keeping up with the whole Maui stuff?
The only thing I've seen recently is they're talking about a house that it's like the one house in a certain area that was not touched at all from the fire.
I've actually seen it's like the red couple, wolf. No, I've seen a couple homes like vacation homes that were not touched at all. And obviously, it could have been fake, right? Like, me and Darius were talking about this. Like, the things that we see online, it may not be real. It might just be like, oh, well, this is how it is this way, but it could be 5 miles down from where the fire was. Like, I have no idea. Shit, it could be 500 feet from where the fire was. It doesn't matter. If it didn't touch it, didn't touch it. Right. Like, but, yes, so far, the things that I have seen are pushing towards these celebrity homes or political leaders' homes were not touched by the fire. Now, that's pretty interesting. What's even more interesting is all the people missing.
Yeah, you forgot to bring this up.
Yeah, I did. And not just like people, like adults, but like children. Like, children are missing. And the children were sent home from school before the parents got home because they were working. Allegedly, right? This is just from the internet, what I've seen. And apparently, like, parents who are people that survived the fires cannot find their children that were sent home hours before the fires. But, you know, I don't know. Apparently, there's a big thing going around saying that, like, a lot of it is human trafficking. Another really interesting situation, though, and this is actually true, like, 100% true. You guys remember the Las Vegas shooting during that country concert?
Yeah. Yeah.
The chief of police, the sheriff there, he is also the chief of police of Maui right now. He's handling this situation right now. He also handled the largest mass shooting in America, I think, in Vegas.
The one where the guy was on the
building. In the hotel.
With a sniper?
It wasn't a sniper. That was a fully assault weapon that they were using.
Oh, okay.
In the Las Vegas one, where they said it was like up at top.
Wasn't there an Ariana Grande one over there too? No, that was Paris. Mm. My bad.
But yeah, isn't that weird? But it's also not weird because it's like, oh, well, it makes sense that he went to another place. He was already on the West Coast. He just went further west.
It just so happens that
maybe he wanted to leave. Like, maybe he went through a whole bunch of shit with Vegas that he just wanted to leave that behind, and now he has to deal with it again. However, I did watch a video of the mayor of Maui or whatever, not of Maui, but the town that it happened in. Yeah. And they were like bluntly asking, what about the children? And he was just like, what children? And like, yeah, that was a video that I saw. But then he was just like, we know people are missing. Yes, we're going to try to find them. And they're like, why are you not letting like people outside help? Like, why are we not helping these? Like, the citizens are still not allowed to leave. They're in, like, camps.
There is no war in Ba Sing Se.
But isn't that weird? Like, would you expect this is how they handle a wildfire situation?
I don't know how they're usually handled.
Wildfires happen every year. I know. All year round. Like, they last long time.
Especially in California.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't know how they handle it? You know what they do? They don't keep people there after the destruction has happened, do they? No, you're free to roam, right? But because it's an island, it's a little easier to contain. You know what I mean? Like, at least that's what I'm thinking. I feel like you do not agree. But I also think a lot of these kids and missing people are probably just dead. I do think that, too.
Or just lost at a shelter somewhere.
I don't know, man.
Just mixed in.
It's just fucking weird.
Did you see the stuff about the tropical storm in LA?
No. I mean, I knew it hit it, but what about it?
Apparently, there's a lot of, like, mudslides and stuff. And there's, like, a layer of mud just covering certain areas.
Yeah, so that makes sense, neighborhoods. Guys. Okay, so one. This storm that just hit the West Coast, that went up through Baja California, California, Nevada, and continued up all the way through the Rockies and Canada. Yeah, it's rare for us to see tropical storms and hurricanes hit that like side of the country. However, it's not what you're seeing about 80. It's been 80 years since the last hurricane has hit. Okay. Do you know all the different? I mean, we do because we live here, right? We're in Hurricane Alley, right? We live with this shit. The last tropical storm they had was in the 90s. Okay, when Hillary, that tropical storm Hillary, because it made landfall, I think maybe out of Cat 1, I can't remember. It either made a landfall as Category 1 or tropical storm. However, it made landfall in Mexico first. By the time it got to California, it's a tropical storm.
Yeah.
Which means it has been 80 years since the storm has hit. It's been 20 years, basically. It's been 20 years since a tropical storm has hit California. So don't think anything really of it. Also, we're in the height of hurricane season. Literally, last week hit the prime, which will run until basically mid-end of September, of hurricane season. I'm sure you guys have noticed the North Atlantic has been getting very busy. That's normal. Don't let people tell you otherwise.
Yep, every year.
Also, real quick, on Conspiracy Corner, we talked about the general strike that was happening on September 1st. Just be wary of it and pay attention, because it's still very weird. And
so what is the strike for?
Like the economy. And
oh, just
a general? Like, yeah, it's a general strike. But the thing is like, I started on TikTok, so it's a TikTok strike. I try to look it up on Twitter. It's pretty hard to find stuff about it on Twitter. When that means it's hard to find it on other places, it's a pretty contained thing. There's websites, though, and they're trying to get people to sign up for it. But everything's super vague about it. It doesn't tell you who's organizing it, which I guess I get all this stuff. But my thing is, in all honesty, I don't know if it'll ever happen. But again, shutting down for one day does nothing. Shutting down for like a week, that's when things start getting crazy. And that's if you are lucky and you don't get fired and everything else. But I saw this thing that said, if this happens, because it said, pull your money out of the banks, do not buy anything, don't do anything, right? And your strike is by pulling money out of the banks. Well, that will shut down the banking, right? Centralized banking, okay? Well, you know what happens next when you do that? They're going to bring you centralized cryptocurrency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, and this is what I feel like will happen, anybody that did take out their money, that money's now worthless. Can't do anything with it because it's not in the bank. Cash is going to be worthless anyways. This is something that's already in motion. If you go to bigger cities, it's already card only. They don't even take cash payments anymore. But I don't know, this really interesting thing. Could you imagine taking all your money out of the bank and then the government just saying, well, we're leaving that standard. It means nothing now. But if you have whatever money's in the bank, you'll get the credit for the right. cryptocurrency.
Well, they still have to phase out the cash anyway. Everybody who has...
Not if there's a strike. Well, they say that the FBI does this all the time. And that this is like this could be a psyop. Because the website is super fucking weird. Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
Because they'll have to have like a cash turn-in or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's super weird, but like I said, like, there's been, so they've also tried to do this again, or earlier in life, because I typed in general strike, and it took me to a Twitter account that was activated in 2020, and they tried to do the same thing, September 1st, do a strike, don't buy gas, don't do all this stuff.
I remember that, actually.
Yeah, so for me, personally, if you guys are wanting to strike, do not strike, boycotting is probably the best scenario. If you want to boycott, look at the companies out there that have been boycotted. You know, you want your gas prices to go down, start boycotting gas companies. And what you do is don't shop at BP, shop at Shell, right? Okay, well, that'll BP will eventually have to drop down. Mm-hmm. And then you know what? Then, when they drop down, you cancel out Shell and go to another gas company. And eventually, everything's going to come down. And, I mean, that's just how it's got to be. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's super weird. Some weird-ass shit. Weird-ass fucking shit. At least to me. It just, I don't know.
It's all one big conspiracy.
It is all big, it is. One big conspiracy. Also, I want to say, which I don't know if you guys have been aware of this, but there was, okay, let's see. Yeah, the U.S. did finally approve of F-16s going to Ukraine, which it's not a very smart move. Guys, I don't know if you know this, but we're going to World War III. Like, it's going to happen. Like, we're giving, the United States of America is giving these weapons to Ukraine. Eventually, there's going to be a retaliation. And I think they're waiting on it. They're basically waiting on Russia, Iran, North Korea, or China to make the first move so then we can do it right. Like, that's what they're waiting on. Hopefully, they fucking don't do anything. Like, that's what I'm hoping for. Because, you know. But at the same time, I almost can't even fucking blame them now. So, I don't know. I also heard a rumor, but I could not find it anywhere. So, I don't know if it's true. But apparently, Vladimir Putin, President Putin of Russia, is wanting to destroy all their 5G towers. Because there's been kids that are next to a 5G tower mm-hmm. at a school, and they've been dying randomly. And they cannot find anything wrong with them. And
I thought that happened in America as well.
It did. There was kids that got sick by a 5G tower. However, Putin has actually been open about 5G and like all that other stuff. And I also found out, while trying to look for this, I didn't know this, but did you know that Russia, China, actually that whole group of allies, do you know that they have a different COVID vaccine that's not mRNA and it's actually way more, like, it works better? No. And it's super weird that, like, we're having, like, I almost feel like there's a competition everywhere now. It's like NATO versus these guys. And I don't know, it's super weird to me that, like, could it just be because Pfizer and Moderna and all that's, like, really popular with these NATO countries and their American companies? Or is it, well, I know Johnson & Johnson American. I don't know if Moderna and Pfizer are American, but I really don't.
I know Pfizer's not.
Okay, I was going to say Moderna. Do you know where Reuters, the news outlet, do you know where they stay? Because mm-hmm. I think Reuters has, they're on the bent, they're on one of the seats of like the hearings and stuff for them.
Headquarters is in the UK.
Okay. But yeah, man, I don't know. It's just weird. It's just all getting weird, you know? So.
Pfizer is headquartered in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I was wrong. They're American.
Okay. So. But,
That's what it was. It was made by Germans.
Oh, Pfizer?
Yeah, it was Pfizer's started Nazis. By Germans.
No. Say it correctly. It was started by who? It's not just Germans.
No.
It's Nazi Germans.
No.
Yeah.
It's 1849.
Yeah. Do you think that... So, the 40s was the Third Reich. Do not forget that.
1849?
The 1940s was the Third Reich.
Yes.
1849 was probably around the time of the first
that's
and second.
Not Nazis.
It's all fucking Nazis. It's all Nazis.
The First Reich was 1806.
You see that?
That's interesting. I've actually never looked into it.
Here you go. A little double fuck you.
1871 to 1918 was the Second Reich.
Second episode you've talked about fucking them.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to walk back from last week's episode. 1871
to 1918 was the Second Reich.
So I'm going
to
walk back.
When did the first one end? Is it legit just like this one ends and the second begins?
Oh, sorry. The First Reich ended in 1806.
Mm. And that's like the highlights of Germany,
right? And the second one was when?
1871.
So it's not part of either of those.
Right now,
but what defines,
there are still Nazis. After the Nazi party left, was Von Braun not a Nazi anymore? No, he was a fucking Nazi.
What defines a Reich?
So he is still a Nazi.
Is it just
so
like,
there's Nazi people that got, like, Nazis got us to the moon. Nazis created all of our pharmaceutical shit. Like,
and it's not
it's
easy.
Nazis.
Not easy.
It's not easy.
Technically, the First Reich was the Holy Roman Empire of German people.
Okay, is a Reich basically just like a really...
It's there. So eventually, it became Nazis became the
national. They called themselves the Third Reich whenever they were like in their during the 40s, or was that?
Yeah, they called themselves Third Reich.
Okay, I didn't know if it was coined later on or that was what they.
Reich is just basically round.
It's a period of time. Yeah. So, but the thing is that the Nazi ideas and theology and stuff it has been around forever. Like basically, right now, so the Third Reich is supposed to reign for 1,000 years.
Yeah,
we're still in the Third Reich, basically.
I haven't looked at it.
If you look at the Empire of the World, or let me rephrase that, if you look at the structure, the structure of
we already talked about
Europe.
This, no, I know about this.
Yeah, like
yeah, we've already had this conversation
financially and everything else. Like yes, it is
this
all
has
off
been,
of
like the main topic since the 9/11 episode.
Like that's just how it is.
We just haven't had one on it.
It's been We took a lot. We borrowed or took, whatever you want to call it, we took a lot from that setup. So, I mean...
Yeah.
It's just something... And it keeps going. You know, we've had presidents that are part of it. We've had... I mean, it's just fascism.
They just lost the Nazi name.
Well, you hide it because of what it's come to, right? Like, right. You hide the name because of what it symbolizes.
They lost the logo.
No, it's probably still there. It's all over
underwear.
The earth.
It's like they wear it on their underwear now.
Shit, dude, there's like...
They have underwear, Nazi underwear, swastika underwear.
I don't know.
They have to have somewhere.
But they have... a lot of our military complexes are in the shape of swastikas. I know out in San Diego, in at a naval base, they actually got in trouble because people on Google Maps are looking and found a whole bunch of buildings in that section. It was all swastikas.
I feel like there was a conspiracy theory out there where Washington, D.C.'s streets are, like, shaped like a swastika. But I don't think there's anything.
No, it's a grid. So, I mean, right. You could take any shape almost from a grid.
First Reich was 962 to 1806.
God damn.
Yeah.
I mean, that empire was pretty big. Did you see that bucket, though? Left-handed, too.
In the bag.
In the bag.
In the fucking bag.
This is
sorry, guys, we're eating Taco Bell. I'm drinking some Baja Blast.
Yeah, you talking about this one?
Yeah, it's one of them. Yeah. So, that's all over the country.
Huh. And you can't really tell unless
like
you get an aerial view.
Straight up swastika. That is crazy, man.
Yeah.
That is just full blown.
Yeah. And you wouldn't even know unless you got an aerial view of it.
Right,
and that's why a helicopter and be like, huh?
Yeah, but it's everywhere. So, I mean, it's
I don't know. Damn.
It's just like megaliths.
Under our nose, literally.
It's just like our monoliths, right? Like the Washington Monument and like all those like everywhere. That's a thing that's always been around.
Shut up, buddy. Secret positions of the monuments.
So let's go ahead and get into our topic of today. Or wait, what were you going to tell me about? What did you do this morning? You've been up all day?
No, that was pretty much it. I went for a walk and saw a raccoon.
No, I thought you were talking about work. That was today, right?
No.
Oh, was that yesterday? Tomorrow?
She's missing my eyes.
Oh, shit. That's tomorrow?
Yes.
I thought that's today because it's Tuesday. So he doesn't want to do it tonight?
Yes.
I tell him to suck it. And I would tell him to do his fucking job. That's what I would fucking tell him to do.
Instead of waking up at 5 and doing it.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, man?
Sorry.
Are you his boss or is he your boss? The first one?
Yeah.
You're his boss.
Oh, wait, no.
Same and second.
Second one.
The second
one. So he's your boss?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it'd be like me saying, I don't want to do it, you do it. So he's a boss, not a leader, huh? Are you going to take his job? You're going to work? Come on. We taught you so well. Get in there and just snip it. It's your job now. When you go there, I want you to just mushroom stamp that inventory and say, that's mine now. Right? Also, I want to walk back last week. I've decided with a lot of thought that I do not want to fuck Skipper. It's nothing against you, amigo. I just don't know if I could. Because...
Your pee's going to hurt.
My pee might hurt afterwards. All due respect. You're just
I didn't want you to either.
You're just not Idris Elba. You know what I mean? Okay, so we are here to talk about Yellowstone, super volcano, Yellowstone caldera.
Not Kevin Costner.
Oh yeah, not that drama show, whatever that's on. What is that on? You guys know?
Like,
listening.
The TV show. What's streaming?
Yeah. It's on Peacock.
Peacock.
Okay.
It's not on Paramount Plus. It's on Peacock.
Do you guys watch it?
I did.
Do you like it?
It was good. It's a little dramatic, but it's good. Should be his last season coming up.
Or are they going to kill him off, you think?
Probably, because he used to leave in the show.
I hope they kill him off. It makes sense to kill him off, right? I've seen a little bit with my dad and mom, because they watch it all the time. So, during the holiday, last year, whenever we were over there, they were always it was just always fucking on. I was like, I swear to you, if I watch this chick take a bath in this fucking tub one more time, I don't know. The show just kind of, the show seems good, but okay. It's just, it's no Righteous Gemstones. or even Game Time on HBO. Have you watched that?
I haven't watched any of the shows that have been mentioned.
So Game Time, I think we're on the second season coming up, or third maybe. It's about Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
It's about the Lakers becoming respectable franchise. Johnson. And John C. Reilly plays the coach, or the owner that bought it.
Magic Richard.
Magic's in it. Not Magic. Not yet, at least. He might come up in it. I don't know. I haven't finished it yet. But it's really good. And it's from the people that did Step Bros and Talladega Nights and all that.
I haven't watched either of those.
Will Ferrell was supposed to be or Will Ferrell pitched it because it came from his group and Adam McKay, which they're together.
He was disappointed that he couldn't play Magic Johnson.
No, he was disappointed that he couldn't play the owner. But they were already giving it to John C. Reilly, and he wanted to do it. So he fucking left. Him and Adam McKay are not friends anymore. They broke their Gary Sanchez or whatever it is. They broke that apart. They haven't been a thing. And John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell haven't talked in a couple years now. And
their Sherlock Holmes movie was
that was ass. I didn't even finish it. It was ass.
I like John C. Reilly though. I think he's a funny guy.
I like both
cocaine.
Of them.
Cocaine. Cocaine. I'm pretty sure Adam McKay helped make Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Really?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. That show you might like. It's a good fucking... It's funny as fuck, too.
Oh, Dewey, you don't want any of this.
It'll turn all your bad thoughts into good thoughts. Or your bad feelings into good feelings. It's a nightmare.
I don't want some of that cocaine.
Some cocaine. So, let's talk about Yellowstone. You want to go, Darius?
Yeah, I'm going to start off with just to give a idea of how crazy Yellowstone would be. Or, you know what? Sorry, my notes are all over the place. Yeah, but I do know where I'm going to start. So let me just start off with this first. So there was three known explosions from Yellowstone. We have the first one, which was 3 million years ago, which was the Huckleberry Ridge Tuff eruption. 2.1. Did I say that wrong?
No, I just like it.
The names.
Oh, okay.
The
Huckleberry Ridge.
That's such a southern boy. He's a southern boy with a golden heart.
Huckleberry Ridge.
He's different, because he doesn't look... He understands culture.
That's right.
He likes culture.
And you have the 2.1 million years ago Mesa Falls eruption. And then you have the 1.3 million years ago...
What's going on here? Why are you popping?
I fucked up on this.
Okay, so real quick, how about we start a little better? Yellowstone National Park is in the top northwest
of
the state of Wyoming.
Okay.
It's okay, dear. It is a huge-ass park. It is...
I'll throw into the fire.
Huh? Yeah, you were just wanting to get right into the fire.
Yeah, I did.
Have you guys ever seen beautiful pictures of Yellowstone?
Yes. There's
one of my locations I want to go to before I die.
I would actually really like to go to National Park, or to Yellowstone
National Park.
Yeah, the National Park, Yellowstone's National Park as well.
Jurassic. The first national park in the nation?
Yeah, I was going to say, so it is the first. It was established by the 42nd U.S. Congress, and it was signed into law by President Grant. So it's something that, a union guy can do. So, but it's pretty big. It's a pretty big motherfucking place.
It's pretty big.
You can tell that just by the way it is.
Yeah, it's 2.2 million
so
acres.
So it's a lava reserve.
Yeah, no, that's what we're going to get into too. The under the caldera and
it
all
has
that.
Two of them.
I thought there was three, but hold on. We'll get into that shit. But yeah, it's super cool. It has tons and tons of a diverse like wildlife. Group of wildlife, man.
So much wildlife.
Like it's awesome. Yeah. So it is one of those places that I would really love to visit.
Don't know what's coming.
It's also home to the infamous Old Faithful. Yes. Right? Yeah. Yeah. And then it's obviously been in some one.
Huh? It's also a place of missing 411.
I mean, most national parks are. Yeah. So I mean, like, that's just a thing. But also, I mean, you have to realize that this park is nothing but open land. Right. Like, I mean, it's fucking huge. However, that would have been something that maybe we should cover.
People do some drugs and get lost.
That's probably what happens. That's what I imagine when happens.
See a hungry bear or some of them.
I don't know if you don't know. I don't know. In Yellowstone, do you think it's grizzly bears out there?
Yeah, grizzlies.
Brown bears. Yeah.
There's grizzlies and black bears out there.
There's blackbirds. Or blackbirds.
Yeah, there's blackbirds out there too.
Black bear. Yeah, thunderbird. But they're not as big as our black bears. Isn't that fun? Their black bears aren't like our black bears.
They're smarter.
They're smaller. I wouldn't say they're smarter either, because I'm pretty sure we also have the highest population.
They're not smarter than the average bear.
They are the average bear.
I would say that them living there, no, they're not smart.
They're not Yogi.
Because I mean, you know, right when the first warning goes up, even that wildlife there is not going to be able to run away.
No. Unless they... So wildlife is obviously pretty smart when it comes to natural stuff that we can't even see before.
They're not going
to
get away. It's too big of an explosion.
Unless they leave before, a couple days before.
You know how long it takes to get to one place? Now understand, these are animals. They could probably walk all day and all night without any stopping, right?
I watched Brother Bear.
Yeah. But like, have you ever seen the movie 2012? Did you not see that big ass shit with Woody Harrelson when he's looking at that? So, all right, did you find a good place now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, sorry.
So now we can get into the lava if you would like.
So. The hot shit. Okay, so there's been three major explosions that's happened in Yellowstone. You have the Huckleberry Ridge Tuff eruption, which was 2.1 million years ago. And then you have the Mesa Falls eruption, which was 1.3 million years ago. And then you have the last one, which was the Lava Creek eruption, which was 631,000 years ago. But it's important to note, and this is more of a recent finding, that these eruptions don't happen in one major single event. Instead, it happens in phases.
Mm-hmm.
So what I got from that is basically, instead of it all just going off at one time, like the way we had the picture painted, it happens in a little bit more of a steady pace and slower ending for everybody.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so... But yeah, those are those. To give an idea of how bad it would be, I'm going to go to Krakatoa, which happened around the 6th century. So Krakatoa was only only had a VEI of, I want to say, 6. So VEI is the scale for volcanic explosive. It's the volcanic explosivity index. It's basically what we use to understand how big of an eruption is. And Krakatoa... was so bad, and it was known as one of the loudest events in history, it plunged the world into 18 months of darkness, and it was followed by years of bad weather, crops failed, and some people even tie it to it helping the bubonic plague get rolled out, all that stuff. And then this was only a VEI of 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yellowstone would be an 8.
Did you say what the scale was for the VEI?
It goes up to 10.
So it goes up to 10.
And what exactly does that measure? Like, the initial...
I
never went into detail.
I didn't go into anything.
Basically, it's I think, a combination of, like...
Is it just, the initial burst?
Let me give you an idea of it. So, Krakatoa was 20 cubic kilometers for an explosion, and Yellowstone is measured to be 1,000 cubic kilometers
of explosion.
Yeah,
or like of is like, that like how much shit comes out?
That's
volume.
The dust cloud.
That's like the volume of shit that's getting thrown out into.
Gotcha.
Like that's Earth, basically.
So yeah, I would say that it's how much shit gets out.
Yeah, how much shit gets out? Yeah. That's what we're saying.
How much?
So,
how
and much I just want to make that a note out there, because, like, if you put that into perspective, if Krakatoa did that and it was at a 6.
Yeah, which I feel like should be higher, right?
Right.
Like, imagine what this is. I mean, I understand. At an 8. And it's kind of like tornadoes.
It was like the way how the guy explained on when we were researching it, whenever it was like a 6 and a 7, that's a big deal, because in between, you're literally having like thousands of a difference.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
and wasn't Krakatoa the loudest sound ever recorded?
Yep. Yep, and you have, so you had Krakatoa, which was...
We recorded it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we wrote it down on paper, right? And just said it was loud.
No, there's actual recordings that were going off. And it was recorded on the other side of the Earth.
Wait, when did Krakatoa go off?
How did they get a recording?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. That shit was in the, what century did you say?
It was 18, no. So the Krakatoa one I'm talking about, which was...
He's talking about an older one.
I'm talking about an older one.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They didn't record that one.
But there is another Krakatoa. Which
that one was more recent.
Yeah.
Well, that was what, 1800s?
Yeah. I'm talking about
16. Because I was going to say, because that one in particular, okay, so the one that happened in the 1800s, that made the summers in America, in New England, so in the New England states, it snowed in June. That's like how bad it fucked some shit up.
Destroyed 70% of the island.
And not only that, I think it destroyed 60% of crops around the northern hemisphere.
Wasn't that the year of no summer?
Yeah, that's what. So like it was fucking. But it was snowing in June, so I imagine July and August.
This was the one before it. It was an eruption before it.
Yeah, and Mount St. Helens was VEI of 5.
Damn, they had a 5.
Yeah,
and then Krakatoa was a 6. Yeah, I mean that is a big fucking difference.
And so.
So Krakatoa in 1883 was reported heard 3,000 miles away.
What do you think? It sounds just like a... What was that? Did you guys hear that? I think a bug just hit the window. Like a little beetle just came by. Did you hear that? Or like somebody looks and goes, hey, we got to bring in the cows. It's about to rain. I don't know. Horses. Put a tarp over the buggy.
The people went deaf near it.
I mean, I imagine the people that were near died.
No, like, people were going deaf, man. It was...
Yeah, I bet. That's weird. So, I mean, how long have we been able to record, like, sound
and stuff? I don't know about you, but that's a pretty scary drawing right there, okay?
1883, so we're about to have cameras by that point, right?
It was probably on one of the
No, tubes. We had cameras already, because we had cameras during the Civil War. So, 18th... Oh, shit, so it just happened! We literally was able to record... Fuck, I should have looked more into that to see.
You want to say the dates?
Oh, on March 25th, 1857, some dude got the patent basically to make it work, and it was all done. The earliest surviving record of a human voice was April 9th, 1860. So that's the oldest record of recording that we have. And then you said that was 83. So that was just right there, man. That's right there. So, yeah, that's crazy. That'd be cray-cray. But, yeah,
so that, me just putting it out there, that was just kind of putting in a perspective of how...
Yeah, and then this is going to be bigger.
This is an 8. Krakatoa being a 6. St. Helens being a 5.
This jumps 2.
Yeah.
Damn. So but it's kind of like tornadoes too, you know.
Yeah.
Like tornadoes based on destruction.
Right.
It's not based on size, which I thought it always was, but usually the bigger the size, the more destruction. Right. So it kind of is, but it's not. It really is. It's about financial stuff. So like you can have a tornado that is 2 or 1/3 of a mile wide, and it could be an F2 and F3, but you could have a tornado being, 2/3 of a mile wide and only be an F1 or F2 because it didn't damage anything. It just like touched down, did some stuff, and then got back up. However, I want to say that scale also, I know it mainly is about like homes and buildings and like human assets, right? We don't really talk about, I don't know if they really count for the damage of lumber and like with the trees or animals or anything like that.
And also, despite everybody always saying that we're overdue for an explosion, we're not. We're still kind of behind on one.
Yeah, so and Yellowstone, the caldera of Yellowstone is what people, some call it. No, it's kind of like a cauldron. It's basically what, it's like a pot. It's what's holding the lava in there, or the magma, whatever you want to call it. That is what, it's like a little magnet chamber. That's what that is. Now, like we were talking about, there is, the caldera is basically what is holding all that stuff, but usually on top of it, it looks like a pot. Mm-hmm. Because an explosion already happened and it missed it. So Mount St. Helen, I feel like, is a really great example. It blew its top off, yeah, it blew its top off. But that is the caldera.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a cauldron. However, usually under that cauldron, there's pockets of lava still underneath because, you know, it's a volcano. And if we all know, I want to say at any given moment, there's at least around 20 volcanoes going off on the Earth at any given moment. At least 20. I saw that somewhere. But the Yellowstone super volcano, it could literally, like, I mean, it could, if it would go off, I mean, and I have a map somewhere for you guys. Yeah, I mean, if it went off, I mean, we're fucked. Well, I mean, we are fucked on a level of no clean water, no clean food, no clean air to breathe, which, I mean, I get it, we're already there. But I mean, this ups it a little bit more.
Right.
Also, thinking about this going off, now most of our nuclear silos, are over like here anyways. Like, I wonder,
could you imagine? Be buried in how many inches of, or millimeters?
I don't know.
This scale was the other picture.
Yeah. Here we go. So, over 1,000. Millimeters, which I don't know why it's like that, but I mean, I know that it's enough and it would blow enough dust to, so that's 39 inches of, okay, so I know with all that, if you collected all the dust, you could put it in Texas and it would cover Texas 5 feet of ash. Like, that's how much that is. So that's crazy, man. Like, that actually is crazy. Could you imagine? I mean, I can't imagine this at all. And I've seen the fucking movies or documentaries about it. I've seen all that kind of shit.
Seen 2012.
Yeah. I actually saw that in the theater. So, oh, here it is. 10 to 20 volcanoes, sorry, are erupting anywhere on the Earth. Which, I mean, I feel like a lot of people don't realize that, but it is. And they contribute to a lot of the greenhouse gases. They actually are the biggest contributor, which makes sense.
So our gas guzzlers aren't.
So I technically have a gas guzzler because it's a V8, and,
right?
But I get around 20 miles a gallon, which is not—it's nothing like what my old cars used to get. But between the catalytic converter and everything else that's on that thing, yes, it pollutes, but it doesn't pollute like a farm full of cows,
right?
And I don't mean a small family farm. I mean
hundreds of acres worth of.
I mean like a Tyson chicken farm, like so a whatever that, beef company, that kind of farm.
All that methane.
Yeah, like that kind of shit. Those small local farms and stuff, they're fine because most of that manure and stuff gets just turned back into the earth, and everything just keeps going. You know, it's just a cycle of life. But yeah. So. This one, like we told you guys a little bit earlier, it is going to be a little bit more of a kind of like open conversation. But before we get to that, I did skip. I started talking about the caldera, but I didn't finish my thought, I guess, on it. But basically, there are three calderas in Yellowstone, which is what Darius was bringing up with those eruptions. And they're all relatively close to each other, which Skipper can see. However, there's actually a lava map as well. And there's lava completely all still under those. So, I mean, it's...
So it's essentially a big pit with three holes.
Yeah, but they look like little, you know, like almost like a valley in a sense. Which, if you guys have, I'm sure tons of people have looked up photos of Yellowstone. Gorgeous, gorgeous fucking... landscape, but
look fucking past that.
But yeah, you gotta look past it. There are ridges deeper. You can find the
deeper into.
Well, so because you can find the edges of the caldera and basically what's making it like a bowl. You can see that, And it's really cool because it's just like when Matt and I went to Serpent Mountain. You have to really, you really do have to look past that you're in a, that you're on, that there's a crater. Like you are on the edge of a crater, but the actual edge of the crater is still a little bit back. And if you take, and if you pay attention and look, you can see it. And it's really cool. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. Have you, so, I mean, have, what, do you, what have you guys ever known about this? Like, have you guys ever really looked deep into it or?
Not like extensively, but I know that they're like, oh, this could happen in 10 years or 10,000 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally how it is. Now, I know that they're, I've seen a bunch of different maps talking about, right, like, where the ash is going to go or anything like that. And it really seems like, I don't know, the map that I'm going to pay attention to the most is definitely the one that actually covers the whole country. I would expect ash to fall here, almost like a flurry, like snow. And then we probably wouldn't get much, but like it would flurry here.
So from what I know, it will cover at least a good portion of it will cover the entire United States and in most of.
Yeah. So the yellow is about a millimeter.
The rest of North America.
So it would literally flurry.
And it basically just creates a blanket of ash and that layer of gas in the atmosphere.
Yeah, that part of Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Utah.
Yeah.
That almost all of Wyoming is gone. I think they would be like that. Every citizen in that state would die.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I honestly would say most of the Midwest to the West Coast. I think we would lose 2/3 of the population. Like, I mean, that's a pretty cataclysmic event. Not only do we lose that, but like hypothetically, let's say this happens in 5 years. And let's say in 5 years, life is relatively normal to what it is today. Could you imagine us that happening and then Russia immediately or another country taking advantage of that and attacking the East Coast? They wouldn't have to attack the West Coast. Now it's not even a two-coast thing. It's only one coast. Our nukes are disarmed. Right. Our one of them, our main defense is gone. We don't have a defense anymore. Because the silos are probably going to be gone. Now, yes, they're very strong, and yes, they can probably, they might still be able to open. I don't know. But I would have to assume that with all that shit in the sky and everything else, that you couldn't lift those off, right? Because what if they had an unfortunate, you know, detonation, right? So, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of asking you guys, like, is that what would, like, I don't think we could fly during that, and I also don't think we could even do rockets, even with how fast we're going.
It depends on how much ash is in the air.
Well, not just that, but like, well, yeah, but like the wind and like, because you have to assume that everything's going to be a little bit windier now.
So I just did a bit of like numbers research.
Mm-hmm.
Since obviously the closest things we have are going to be Mount St. Helens and Krakatoa.
Yeah.
Mount St. Helens had an explosive yield of about 24 megatons.
Okay.
Tsar Bomba, the biggest nuke that we've ever detonated, about 57 megatons.
Okay.
Krakatoa, estimated about 200 megatons.
Damn. Was like, damn, man. I mean, but this is where it comes back to that whole thing about where I look at it, like, who do we think we are as the human race, right? Who the fuck, it goes back to, like, you really think that we're going to be able to really, really do damage to this planet when that volcano just literally will wipe out half a continent?
More fun things about Krakatoa, since that's the best thing we have for it at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So decibels are on a like logarithmic scale, exponential. I don't remember exactly which scale it's on, but essentially as you go up, it gets exponentially louder. Krakatoa was measured at 172 decibels from 100 miles away. Comparison, what do you think? Rocket launch is measured at 180 decibels.
At how many miles away?
There's a standard for how close that usually is, but a rocket launch is typically around 180. Definitely not that loud 100 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this thing is, how much bigger is this caldera than
the Krakatoa?
It's measured at an 8, where Krakatoa was a 6.
Krakatoa was a 6.
Yeah, so this is measured at an 8. So
yeah. Krakatoa shot out 20. I have it all right here, actually. There we go. We got... It's a good little bubble thing.
I'm not looking for, like, the explosive. I'm just wanting, like, the size of the volcano.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we have that data. Like, okay. We've never seen it. We don't have anything recorded. Like, I mean, it's... That's why what this was... It's what all about conspiracy. The
calderas themselves? Like...
Okay, so... So whenever I was reading about it, the only thing that I really... Because I didn't look into it. I looked at the... That's elevation.
That's elevation.
Yeah. Well, so I was going to say that it only tells me how far back they went. But, like, I honestly don't know. But maybe... Okay, so, like, if it's registered as an 8, then we can go ahead and assume... or a 7, right? Did you say a 7 or 8?
30 by 45 miles.
Yeah, we already got that.
Yeah.
But...
I don't think it have what you're looking...
I would say that for. It's an 8. Because there's already been 2 eruptions. So I would assume that with the data that we think we've maybe seen of ash falling to the earth, so in the sediment and the soil and everything, I think that it would be an 8. So because if it's labeled as an 8 now, and we haven't seen this motherfucker blast off in almost 70,000 years.
Yeah, it's weird. So
it's an 8, right?
Krakatoa volcano formed a 7-kilometer wide caldera. And the huge crater for the caldera for Yellowstone measured around 80 kilometers. It's just fucking... And I'm just pulling this up, so I'm not really, like... I'm just reading what I'm seeing. It's not...
Okay. But yeah, like, I mean, is that kind of... I don't know. But does that kind of make sense, though? How, like, I would get that answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like that would make sense, right? What is this? That's the Yellowstone Lava Creek. So this is how... Oh, shit. So, damn.
I'm going to see if I can get a better resolution on this. Oh, it's Pinterest.
Yeah. So you got the Huckleberry Ridge at an 8. So you have the Long Valley Cauldron at a 7, Yellowstone Lava Creek at an 8, and then the Huckleberry at an 8.
Yeah.
So... Oh, these are, yeah, and then, okay, so the third, or the weakest of the Yellowstone was a 7, and that was the Yellowstone Falls, the Mesa Falls. So, yeah, I would, so, yes, it's a pretty big fucking thing. That left a caldera about 50 by roughly 30 in size, which, okay, so, it's twice the size of Krakatoa. Of the
just chunk of crust
in the caldera that it made. So I guess with past volcano eruptions, how big the caldera is, that is how they're using that data too. So it's almost twice the size of Krakatoa, and they have 3. So I mean, my thing is like, wouldn't you expect that shit to be just completely wiped out? Like every time it goes off, it would just erase.
Right. So the 3 caldera, the eruptions from the 3 calderas, the one 2.1 million years ago was 2,500 times bigger than Mount St. Helens eruption. The 1.3 million years ago was 700 times, and the 640,000 one was 1,000 times larger than the Mount St. Helens eruption.
Jeez, it's shitty. Would not want to be back.
That's crazy, man. So, yeah, it's a big motherfucker, like, in all honesty, like, it's just big.
Can't do anything about it.
Just the eruption itself isn't the problem.
Yeah, so, I mean...
It's really the after.
I mean, we already know that the eruption necessarily, the eruption is, the biggest part of the eruption is the sound, right? And the way, the traveling.
The shockwave.
The shockwave, which is the sound. After that, I mean, the worst part would be the ash that's going into the sky, into the atmosphere, and then raining back down on the earth, which if we, I mean, look at the effects of atomic bombs, okay? Look at the long-lasting effect in our atmosphere with that, and then look at the way that the wind carried it. And I mean, like, people that were hundreds and thousands of miles away from these bombs still had side effects from them. Yeah, I would say that this thing right here would really fuck some shit up. Like, and I honestly don't even know if war would... I brought up the whole, like, what if we were attacked during that, but honestly, like...
They wouldn't be safe. They wouldn't be in a good position to attack anybody at that point, because they're going to be struggling.
The whole Northern Hemisphere is going to be struggling. Which is, we've talked about this, if you really want to escape anything, it's the Southern Hemisphere that you want to go to.
Because, so I think, from what I saw, it was estimated that if it erupts, it's going to lower the global temperature by 10 degrees.
Holy shit!
For how long?
A decade.
Holy sh! That's not... Whoa, that's... that's 10 times an ice age. Oh, no, it's 5 times an ice age, right?
There was one
volcano.
Is it
a degree or a degree and a half that if it changes, that's how you tell you're in an ice age? 10... I just want you to know this, and I don't think people realize, when you hear a 10-degree decrease in temperature... That is huge. Okay, for the last 100 years, the Earth has, I think, overall, the average temperature of all the Earth has gone up by like 1.8 degrees in 100 years. Okay, and some places are seeing bigger effects than others and all that stuff, but that's just not how it is.
It's right. Average. Day. There was one volcano, I can't remember the name of it. I think it was 90s or, I don't remember. It erupted and it knocked the global temperature down by 1 degree.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Like, 1 degree is...
For the entire planet is huge.
That's what I'm saying. And, and you can find a lot of... What's really cool about the glaciers at the North Pole or around Alaska and all that, and then down in Antarctica, is that's where we get a lot of our science at with these volcanoes.
Yeah, because it contains a lot of volcanic ash from 100,000 years ago.
So, I mean, but dude, could you imagine, like...
Well, global warming's not a problem anymore.
It's still a problem. It's all... Well, so, that climate change will always be a problem.
Right.
Climate will always change, no matter what, because the Earth is always changing.
Mostly naturally.
It is mostly natural, but yes, we do contribute. Every living thing on this planet contributes. Mm-hmm. Do we contribute a little bit more than we should? 100%. But that's not... the everyday person's fault. Okay, that is our leadership and the people that kind of put shit into law. That was actually, you know, speaking of that, so I got rid of, like, all my streaming services have ads now, because I'm not going to pay for the no ads. I'm not, like, it's already getting too expensive.
Netflix has ads now.
Mm-hmm. It's getting too expensive streaming anyways now. Like, yeah. I'm honestly almost done with it. I'm going to keep Shudder and, like, Tubi. Like, I really am.
Shudder and Peacock. And
well, Peacock has a free option, too. So, like, there's some Shudder, that has free options.
Peacock.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'd probably keep... I got to keep Hulu now for future
on. Hulu's not even that bad.
I got Hulu
and Spotify, and that's
not... I would probably keep HBO. I really like HBO. But, we're watching...
You got a big enough collection, though, I feel like.
I've already thought about it tons of times. So, we were watching TV the other day, and a waste management commercial comes on. And it was talking about recycling, and it said, recycling your cardboard and your glass. Okay, it didn't say anything about your plastic, like, one-use things. Right. But it kept... But the whole time, it was showing plastic bottles. They didn't show the cardboard. They didn't show the other recyclable stuff. It was just like, do you ever wonder what, like, your box turns into, or, like, paper, or what, all this stuff, right? But it never said plastic bottles. But plastic bottles was on the TV the whole fucking time. So your brain counts it as, oh yeah, like, my plastic bottle is going to become a bench that I go sit on one day. That's false. It gets shipped to Africa and they dump it in the water. That's real.
Right.
We don't recycle our plastic bottles. That's actually, you can look that up. And the fact that waste management, that commercial, and you can ask my wife, Victoria, like, you can ask her. We were sitting there and I just look at her and I was like, I can't believe I just watched that. And nobody else would have noticed. Like, I've honestly... obviously, some people would know, but I feel like nobody would notice and pay attention to that. Because, one, it's a commercial. You know, two, it's about trash. But, like, right. I don't think people realize, you know, like, we don't really recycle, and we really could recycle. Like, we really could fucking do it. That's just like, I'm just like all the different alternative fuels out there. Like we could fucking do this shit. It's, and like, people are already like, oh, what about ethanol, right? So, like, mm-hmm. corn and shit. Well, corn's not the best for the soil. So, like, if you're going to do a lot of corn, we're going to do ethanol or anything like that.
Yeah, it takes a lot of...
It takes a lot of it. So, but you got to be careful doing corn. But you also got to be careful because the car companies have not upgraded their technology and their cars and their gas tanks to handle all that moisture. So, when ethanol gets burned, byproduct is water. And that rusts the inside of... It literally rusts the inside of your vehicle going out. Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's everything's like that yeah. way, right? It's right. like, well, we keep
things really set up.
You think that. We're doing better, but really we're doing this so that you'll have to end up buying a car 10 years earlier than you really had to. And but you feel good that you're saving the planet, but you're really not. And that's a bummer. That's just like the EV fucking shit, mm-hmm. right? I think they said that it takes basically what it takes one car, like a Mazda 3 or something like that, in 5 years, the amount of pollution it does. That's what it takes just to create one battery for a Tesla, right? However, and Teslas carry, what, 3 batteries on them? And not only that, that's not including the mining process, yeah, which uses nothing but...
Cobalt.
Like, and also, you know, children are fucking mining.
Have you seen the fucking lithium mines?
I don't want to.
Yeah, you
I really don't like, because it's children.
No, it's massive. Like, it's a massive digging project.
I've seen, like, the tops yeah. of them. Like, pictures and stuff when I was... But, like, I've never, like, looked. Like, I've never searched it. Wow. But, I mean, like, that's the kind of shit that, like, I don't think people realize. But this motherfucker, this damn volcano is gonna fucking wipe it.
It's gonna everything.
But you know what? I have always... I have this weird...
Make it where nothing can grow.
Yeah, well, I have this weird theory that, like, usually with natural disasters... real natural disasters, not human-created right. natural disasters, but real natural disasters. If you ever pay attention, it seems to happen in places that are really, really polluting the Earth. And who's to say it's not the Earth just fucking cleansing itself, like trying to repatch and refix itself? I'm not saying that it's sentient and that it's controlling its own storms.
The host is killing the virus.
I mean,
before the virus kills pretty, the host.
Like, I mean... Life in general is very symbiotic.
Mm-hmm.
So it only makes sense, right?
Yeah, I watched Kingsman.
What is that? Oh, yeah, that's the first one. Right?
It's the first one.
I think because I was like, Julianne Moore's in the second one. So it's not that one. She's grinding her. Actually, but it's the same thing. It's another eco-terrorist, and she's cutting up her own bad guys to feed you. It's weird. But apparently she makes a damn good burger. But yeah, I don't know. So I don't know if this is going to happen in our lifetime. However, I know that we talked about the animals getting away and stuff. Mm-hmm. It will be an event that should show its face, its true colors before it happens. Yeah, probably months before it happens.
There'll be seismic quakes.
Yeah, we have all the volcanoes that I've ever paid attention to are like went off. There's a bunch of earthquakes before it went off. Even though we may not pay attention or hear about those earthquakes, but those locals do. Those locals know what's going on. So my only thing is, I just don't think the animals would get far enough to survive. But yes, you would have a pretty good warning of it. And those also, though, the seismic tremors, all that stuff that's happening underneath, all of that would be, to be in the northwest part of the United States. So I feel like that would make some news. So we would all pretty know pretty well. But if that was going to happen... My thing is, does that happen for months, years? Do we just experience earthquakes for years? You know what I mean? Like you would have to assume, yeah, because you would have to assume it's going to take longer. Like, even if we say months, right?
Well, it happens in phases, so
they've got pretty frequent ones up there anyway.
Yeah.
They're usually small scale, but they've got pretty frequent earthquakes just because of how much stuff is moving underneath the earth.
Yeah, and, I don't know. It just seems, who knows? Who knows what will happen? That's the fun part.
Well, the eruption itself is going to last for months anyway.
Well, they were actually saying that whenever we... Darius and I watched a documentary on it, and they said that the eruption could last 3 days, 3 months, 6 years. They were like...
We don't know. Krakatoa lasted from May to October.
So, but they were saying the longer it lasts, the worse it is. So I think they said if it's going to... If it If the eruption lasts 3 to 6 months, we will... The population of the United States is going to become pretty slim. Like, it's going to be bad. And then food is going to be very bad. Like, it's... The United States is no more. Actually, I would say the Northern Hemisphere and eventually parts of the Southern Hemisphere. Like, it's all going to be that way. And parts in the Southern Hemisphere, if we know... Well, if you really look at where your food comes from, you start realizing that most food that you eat come from the Northern Hemisphere. So... Yeah, it's going to be an extinction event, an extinction level event. It really will be.
It's a canon event.
I think humans will survive it. I think humans can survive it. You know, I still never, like, I only know this because of you, the canon event shit. I only know this because of you guys. But yeah, so it's, I don't know, it's going to be, it's one of those things I kind of want to see happen, but it's also one of those things I don't at all want to see happen. It'll be interesting. I will continue enjoying watching simulated versions of it. Like, simulated versions are enough for me.
You mean like a fake version?
Like 2012. Blue Beam? A fake version of Blue Beam? I don't think that's even in a movie. I mean, I'm sure it is in a movie, but like, I don't think I've really seen it.
You're gonna enjoy it like
a holographic volcano going off.
Like those, simulators online, you can drop like a SAR bomb but see how big the fallout
is. No, those are boring. I think, no, for me, I'm more saying like movies and documentaries.
Okay.
So like, you know, like when, okay, so you know the volcano that was off that African island that we've been told for 30 years that if it blew up, half of it would slide into the ocean and we would see a tsunami on the east coast.
Big in 2020.
Yeah, because the volcano went off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a piece of it did slide in the ocean. Not all of it, but a piece did. Yeah. And nothing happened.
Yep.
Nothing happened. Nothing.
I mean, that's good.
Well, but it also just shows you, it just shows you, though, these events that we think we know so much about and that we say, that we're predicting, we really don't know fuck about it. We don't know anything about it. And... It's just, it's all about fear and control. So, I don't know. However, if this one does go off, I can see half the continent being gone. So,
I mean, you're going to lose some beautiful states, man.
Well, for the next generation, it won't even be like they existed anyway.
We're losing an entire country. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're losing a continent, basically. It's a continent destroyer. Or at least a continent blanket. It's a continental blanket.
For at least
it's like a breakfast, years. But it just wraps you up in a nice little warm ball of ash. And other toxic... Think of all the metals that are going to be coming at us too, man. It's a bad time. It's a
poisonous
bad time.
The ground. Can't grow anything. It's cold.
It's so cold. Hey, man, but you can wear your jackets.
The worst... No. In a situation like that... It comes down to, do you want to watch your family suffer and starve to death, or is it time to take everybody out? I'm not lying. You're not escaping this. Once the food runs out, that's it. You can't drink the water anymore because it's contaminated. Like, it's too contaminated. You can't eat anything outside because it's contaminated. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? It's like the end of the mist. She'd be a knight.
For a day, yeah.
Yeah, like my dog would be a knight, and then Apollo, my cat, would be a breakfast. And I honestly would rather not eat either one of them. So, like, that's a fucking situation. That's a situation that a lot of people, I don't think about. They just think of, well, I got all the supplies, and no, you don't realize these supplies, it's not like us going to war, it's not like the... country's government collapsing. This is a different situation. It's a whole different scenario. It is, once the dust settles, no pun intended, you can't fucking eat the food because it is also contaminated. And also, most of the food you're going to find, especially protein-wise, so meat, they're going to be dead and they're going to be covered in blankets of ash. Like, yeah, I don't know. Us, you know, where we live, sure. Right, like we might be, depending on how long it lasts. Sure, we might be able to. We can deal with 2 millimeters of fucking ash on the ground, but like places like Colorado, places like California, Washington, Oregon, certain provinces of Canada, or whatever they're called, the territories and shit up there. Are they provinces up there?
In Canada?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, just like, you know, Indiana, Illinois, some of the Appalachian, some of it.
From the maps, it looks like Florida had the best of the...
Florida had the same as us. Yeah. So, the East Coast has the same. It's all the same.
There
was
like three or four different maps, depending on the months, and most of them showed that Florida was better.
So, this is just science news, and it is just one explosion. Oh, well, okay, so those, what you're talking about, those months, that's talking, they, so I know what you're talking about, because that was in the documentary, right? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, so those, here, this is what you're talking about, right here, right? These? January, this is what was in the documentary.
Sort of.
Okay, so...
I don't know. I don't remember. There was a lot of maps.
Okay, so the yellow, the light yellow,
yeah,
is the same on every map because of where we are. It's just the way it will go. And honestly, I don't think it depends on the month. I really think it will.
The month can help with that. That's not what they were talking about. They were talking about how long the eruption lasts and the different outcomes of it.
Yeah, so if it lasts for 5 days, there's one. These are all 5 days.
And there was like five different maps, and yeah, like two of them showed that Florida had the best odds.
Okay, that's so fair. It's 5 days on, if it's 5 days in January, then yeah, Florida is the best odd, but that's because of the way the jet stream dips in the winter months, right? And during the summer, southeast United States doesn't even get touched. So yeah, but yeah, Florida is basically the same any other time, but yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. But I also don't know. Like, I mean, nobody needs to be moving on to Florida because that place is sinking. So you just trade in ash for a little bit of ash and then sinkholes. And I don't know if I would ever want. I don't want to be swallowed by the earth, man.
And the pythons and the iguanas.
And the fucking alligators.
And the American crocodiles.
And the Florida men. And like, I just, I don't know.
Keep it sandwiches.
The skunk apes.
Yeah, but like, you can get Cuban sandwiches at other Cuban places that aren't in Florida.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the positives.
I don't really care about Florida. I've been there tons of times. I never cared about Florida.
No.
You like Florida though, so like, I mean,
no, Florida's okay.
Like if you're gonna like even politically, like I don't think I've moved to Florida. Like I like living in North Carolina. We're a very purple state.
I don't think I would ever move.
Well, I'm saying with this situation, I think politics is out of the window.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Well, or does it?
I don't know.
Or does it?
I'm going to Mexico. I don't know about you guys.
I'm not going.
We've talked
about this. You know how hard it would be to go there? No, you're not going to Mexico.
Because of the cartel.
Yeah, the cartel would take over Mexico. Shit. Because you know what? You're right. Politics don't matter. And they're also going to go hide and run.
Yeah.
But you know who's not? The cartel. They're going to be the savior of the people of Mexico. And they're not going to take kindly probably to America.
The savior.
So, I mean, that's happened before. Where, like, terrible events happen, and then the organized crime basically saves, like, the community. That's happened.
So, if volcano goes off, now you want to come down here?
Yeah. A lot of people want to travel to Mexico.
I've been there.
But, yeah. Well, real quick, before we end this episode. One, do you guys think this will ever happen in our lifetime?
Most likely not.
Yeah.
I'll give it 100,000 years.
100,000? All right, well, I'll hold you to it whenever it gets there.
All right, well, I'll see you then.
I'm going to die the year before it happens.
Damn. I'm going to keep that, too. I need to write that down somewhere just in case.
Fucking happens
so,
next year.
So, one thing that we didn't talk about at the beginning of the episode, but I sent to you guys today. I don't know if you guys have seen, but we have finally taken a picture of photons in a quantum entanglement, and it is a yin-yang.
Not quite.
That's not a yin-yang?
No.
Okay.
Well, that is.
Oh, okay.
Because that is, they essentially stamped the photons to look like that.
I gotcha. So, I mean, for me, the those are the photons, right?
Yes.
Like, okay. And they're just spinning.
No, it's specifically made to look like that so that they can test whether or not they're getting an accurate result.
Hmm.
Like, it, This isn't a natural occurrence, this shape.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was just wondering, because when I first saw it, I was like, that's really weird. But the thing is we all know the yin yang is pretty old. But, I mean, like, the fact that we even made it look like that, and it still can't, like, I don't think we were just like, hey, let's make this look like a yin yang, right?
Right.
That's pretty much how it was. It's a pretty simple shape, and so they pumped the photons through that to test it out.
Yeah?
Yep.
Is that really it? Pretty much. That's exactly how it is?
That's what the paper says.
Oh, good. Well, cool. Well, never mind then. It was interesting for a second, and then I still think it's interesting, and I like to look. I don't know. It makes me just. I like to think that with how old the yin yang is that it goes deeper than just philosophy, and it does go into science and balance and stuff. But that's so just me.
This specific version of it has pretty much just been in use since like the 60s. Like the one we're most familiar with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's been a few variations.
Yeah.
Like, I believe ancient Egyptians had a similar one as well, but the one we, like, associate with, like, Taoism and whatnot.
Yeah.
Is mostly from the 60s.
Hmm.
It was just kind of an evolution of meaning the same thing, just evolving the shape of it.
Oh. This one says 1300s BCE. So.
Exactly. Similar shape, but not quite. The one that we know.
Yeah, but that's commercialism yin yang. This is what I think. Like obviously everybody thinks of like the normal just black and white, but like I do think of the
like the ideas are a lot older and they're similar shapes, but the one from that article, the one that we commonly know,
yeah,
isn't as old.
Right. I get what you're putting down. I will just, you know, I'm not really, the one that I've shown you, that's like the only one that I've ever really seen that's different. But like, I mean, if the yin yang was created, which that's what I looked at in the 1300s BCE, I'm going to just have to say that the yin yang is still fucking old as shit. So like, but all like yin yang is just as above, so below, right? Like,
it's still essentially the same thing. It's just...
Right. Like...
A modernized symbol.
They put it on a shirt and sold it in the 60s. It's kind of like the smiley face.
Peace, man.
Yeah. But, like, I do kind of, like, I don't know. For me, I'm just going to go ahead and... My statement still stands on the yin-yang. Like, I like to think that it goes deeper than just the philosophy side of it. And that there is... It could be on a scientific level. Kind of like as above, so below. Because I bring that up a lot when we talk about...
Everything.
Yeah, balance and yeah, everything. But I do. But yeah. All right, guys. Well, I think that's it from us this week. We will catch you next week on Blue Room Insight. All right. It's